It's time for this week's Focus on Business. The Breeders' Cup will take place in 2015 at Lexington, Kentucky's Keeneland Racecourse, the spot where this prestigious international thoroughbred racing event was conceived, but before now has never been held. The horse racing will take place on Friday and Saturday, October 30th and 31st of next year, but planning is now underway to begin the party well before October 30th. Kip Cornett chairs the 2015 Breeders' Cup Keeneland Host Committee, and he spoke with Tom Martin.
Some people might think, why are we talking about this now? It seems a little premature, but is that really the case?
Breeders' Cup is in that space of a Wimbledon, of a Super Bowl, of a huge bowl game, of a Final Four. It takes a lot of people to make sure that the event goes off well. And actually, our goal is twofold. One of it being to make sure that we have a great show at the Breeders' Cup, but more importantly, that it comes back. Because this is not hopefully a once-in-a-lifetime experience, but we can become part of the regular rotation to host these incredibly important events for a number of reasons, economic reasons, tourism reasons, et cetera.
What is the makeup of the host committee? I know it's a long list. Don't expect you to name everybody on it.
It's a very broad cross-section of individuals, some from the private sector, some from the public sector, relatively newcomers to the scene. And I think what I tried to do, and the group being Keeneland and the Breeders' Cup to make that decision, was to make sure that we had a good mix of not only the folks that had worked and lived in Lexington for a number of years, but also newcomers as well. So I think we've achieved that because, like you said, it's a rather large committee, but it needs to be.
The Spotlight Festival, that was a big component of the World Equestrian Games, may seem to have some similarities to what we're talking about with Breeders' Cup, but I suspect that Breeders' Cup is bigger?
It's different. And I think the main difference is that Spotlight was 17 days. And one of the things we're looking at for Breeders' Cup is that it's been a Wednesday through Sunday event. That most of the participants and the critical mass of fans come in on Wednesday and stay through the end of the weekend. Our hope is to take that and make it more of a week. We hope to learn from Spotlight, and I think there's going to be some parallels, but there's other things that make it quite different.
Breeders' Cup recently announced new marketing initiatives, includes a multimedia partnership with NBC that'll involve increased engagement with the network's lifestyle personalities. Media partnerships with Sports Illustrated, with People magazine, and its Celebrity Ambassador program, the first time a horse racing brand has partnered with top celebs to bring attention to the sport across various multimedia channels. So all of that adds up to some very aggressive and wide-ranging marketing. What does that mean for Lexington?
What for Lexington that means is we're going to have a four-hour commercial on Saturday afternoon on NBC, which is huge. We know, you know, what selling opportunities that people are going to tune in and say, my gosh, what a wonderful city, what a wonderful race course, you know, what a wonderful group of people. The week leading up to it, like you said, media insertions, the sister network of NBC, NBC Sports Network, continually talking about what's going on in Lexington, Kentucky.
Is the host committee beginning to grasp a vision of the character of this event?
Whatever we do is going to have a very authentic Kentucky feel. So I think that early on, the charge has been, let's make sure we portray who we are. You know, you mentioned Bob earlier. Does bluegrass music play part of this? Well, of course it should. Does our bourbon industry play part of this? Of course it will. Our horse industry, the uniqueness of our food offerings, all those different things. And the personality of our people needs to make sure that it comes through loud and clear.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.